We're at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. First morning, everybody's up and at him. Bob is awake. Hi, Bob.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Good morning, Musers.
Gordo has started a half-ass fire in the fire pit, and it's smoking us out here on the porch.
Aren't you amazed at how much smoke is being produced by that stack of papers?
It's like getting into our lungs.
It's like hard. It's only 25% burned, and it's still smoldering like that. I mean, look, it's not even 25% burned.
Why are you doing this?
Because he's destructive. He wants to throw a chair in there.
Like, you are the most 8-year-old, 50-year-old on the planet.
Yeah. No, but look at the power.
All right, Gordo does have the wireless. It's time for our traditional wake-up call to go around the bunkhouse and see who's up and who's not.
Chumby, you're coming with me, right?
Yeah, I'll come with you.
Okay. All right, so as we head into the main tent right now, Norm's on a phone call.
Hello.
Talking to Mayor Bear?
Talking to Mayor Bear, yes.
Okay. Tell her I said hello.
She says hello. Gordon says hello.
Okay. Believe me, right now, Mayor Bear's putting all of Norm's stuff out on the curb. And she has a few days to get it all done. And then who's this gentleman? What's your name, sir?
Hello, I'm Jake.
Hey, from the Jake. Zone. What you working on, Jake?
I actually just bought an NFT of that Madison Cawthorn video.
Oh, you did? Okay, that's a wise investment. Okay, good. All right, now, Corby, do we know where Dan McDowell is?
I don't know. I think he's downstairs.
Because he's the only the only one of us that is not awake. And
is he upstairs?
Yeah, I'm 201. He's
202. Okay, he's in tent 202.
Right.
Have you seen Donovan?
Tents are numbered.
Oh, no, we haven't seen Donovan either.
Do you think this is the best?
Taking stairs to the upper level.
Isn't it weird how they number tents?
I know.
In Montana. What,
and that they have stairs.
Upstairs tents.
Corby said
upstairs
something.
Tents.
What'd you say, Corby?
Do you think this is currently the best 3 days of Mayor Bear's life?
Yes. She loved it. Okay, he said 202 is Dan.
God, your stupid fire is still going out here.
I know.
Just smoking us out.
Yep.
How's it keeping?
Why did you use that voice?
I'm sorry, who are you?
Wow.
Wow, what?
I'm Gordon.
Is that Italian or?
What's your name, ma'am?
Sandy?
Sandy? It's Sandy the housekeeper.
Housekeeping!
Hey, open up. Dan.
Housekeeping!
Dan, it's Sandy from housekeeping.
Think we'll get a Dan joke?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, yeah.
Now, we have to say, Dan is fully dressed this morning. You didn't arrive at the door naked like you normally do.
I'm more of an early wake-up guy these days.
Really?
I was just listening to some broadcasters tell stories about their most embarrassing times on the air. It's really funny. I'm in the middle of Corby's story right now. Time shifting on the app.
Yeah. What is your most embarrassing story?
Not really embarrassed by anything I've ever done on the air.
That's right.
No regrets.
No regrets, huh?
Perfect broadcasting career.
What about the fight with Dale?
I don't think that was really a fight. That was just a minor disagreement.
What about the fight with Bob?
You know,
number 112.
I've changed a lot over the last few years, and you haven't really noticed that. And that's
I don't think I've respected it.
It's unfortunate that you won't notice that.
It is. So true, so true.
See if he has a joke.
Do you have a morning joke? We always like the morning joke.
I'm not really... I mean...
What?
The thing is... Uh-huh. I've been kind of just immersed in the news. I'm not really in the mood for...
Whole Ukraine thing?
Well, I was just reading about this Supreme Court business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And it just feels like ever since, I don't know, ever since Justice Ginsburg died, that the Supreme Court's been very ruthless.
Okay. Once again, he delivered.
Topical.
Anything else?
Well, I was...
Uh-oh.
Not really. I
it's like he's struggling right now.
Yeah.
No, he's
going
to his mind.
Yeah. Well, the whole... I don't think it's in good taste if I was... I was thinking about an abortion.
You were.
Joke, but I don't think that would be... Number one, it wouldn't be in very good taste. And number two, I wouldn't be able to deliver.
Oh, no. My gosh.
My God. Boy, he has been deep in the news lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has.
Now I have a new most embarrassing moment that I wish I could take back. I'll take that back.
I love the reaction of Dan's current host and his former host. Bob, just with that knowing shake of the head, and Jake like, yeah, I work with this every day.
So
just killing.
Do you have any, obviously the news is on your mind a lot. There other
look,
things?
My well is dry, my friend.
Yeah, we got just two. That's really awesome.
Let's move on. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Good job, Dan. God, your stupid smoke is still everywhere.
I'm going to go put it out. I'm going to put it
your
out.
Dumb fire.
It's not a dumb fire.
Killer, we need to extinguish that.
The crazy thing is, go and look at it, and like the papers are hardly burned. It's only just around the edges. I don't understand.
Smoking us out.
Yeah.
It's all drifting to the porch. Look at it. It's still going. Looks like we got a new pope. Wow. This is great.
All right, Gordo, thanks.
Okay.
Way to go, Gordo.
Everybody's up. Let's have fun with the ticket team next.
Let's do it.
All right, 856 here on the ticket. We're taking all your calls. So line them up.
Yeah, taking more.
Well, that game last night,
where are we?
Was truly Chris Paul. What?
He's just a little off his game because I put out his beloved fire.
He did. Why did you put out my beloved fire?
Because it was killing us.
It was not. It was providing heat
smoking
and warmth
us out. You
and security
out
for our families.
I pulled out my big old hose and I put it out, and he got all upset.
I was so ticked.
Don't put out my fire. He told Killer's going to go put it out. Don't put it out. It's going really good.
Put it out in a little bit.
It was going well. It was going great. It was a beautiful fire. It was so beloved here at the camp.
10 pages of Muse copy is not a fire.
Okay. Isn't it really freaky, though, how long it burned?
That was freaky.
And even when Junior put it out, it wasn't even halfway done.
That it produced that much smoke, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you wanted to continue it, and the smoke was blowing right here.
I wanted to see how long it would go. I wanted to see if it would go into the night.
You're a toddler.
Toddler terrorist.
You wanted to see how long it would go.
Think of all the terrorizing things.
It was like 40 pages. I would say it's about 40 pages of printer paper.
Think of all the terrorizing things he's done at a compound. Or camp
They're
out.
All beloved things.
When he got bored, he got on the golf cart and ran over tents and almost
that was
killed
an
Ryan.
Accident. That
he
was
got
an
it up
accident.
On two wheels.
That's right.
That thing was so close to going over.
Yeah. But it was an accident.
And you ruined all those tents. They were perfectly good tents. And you ran
Why
them over.
Why are you laughing?
He threw a deer at me.
And he threw a deer carcass at
you. Oh, what? This is so made up. How would I be able to pick up a live deer and throw it at you?
It was a dead one.
It was dead for like half deer.
2 weeks.
It had been dead for 6 months.
And he threw it right. I thought Corby was going to kill it.
I was about to. I had to be restrained like Luca last night.
That was thrown into the fire, too. I remember that the hell cloud it released.
Yes.
When its soul
there
took flight.
There were so many bugs on that thing.
Oh, God.
And you threw it on me.
It was like I was bringing you a gift.
Like a caveman
gift. It's like a cat, you know, brings you a mouse that they found. I found a half deer.
You're a human.
And I wanted you to have it.
You're a human being.
I was trying to honor you.
I'm about
with my
to
love
save
of
your
nature.
Life.
Gosh,
there's
you
a
guys
wasp
attacking
four
me.
Feet from you right there.
So? It's not going to hurt me?
Yeah, they won't attack unless you attack them.
Yeah, unless you insult them.
It's
fine.
He's lining you up.
Oh, he is eyeballing
totally
you.
Please. I'm going to use the force to make him sting you.
It can't even detect me. I'm so full of smoke.
If
you
in fact,
control him
the
with
one
the force.
Thing you would use it for.
Well, think about
that would be it.
If in fact you did possess the power of the force, how many times would you have used that through the years to disrupt his world?
Just to try to get back at him for all the harm he's caused in my life.
I've not caused harm in your life.
Like that real cool choke move, you know, where you just kind of stick your hand out. He's like, I'm sorry.
I'll never forget when you dented up Norm's filing cabinet in the studio.
That's another thing. He got bored one day in the studio, so he started kicking Norm's file cabinet, and then he took a baseball bat to him.
What?
Then poor Norm comes in. I can't get my headphones.
Yeah. My medicine's in here.
Gordon beat it up.
I can't open it. Yeah, Norm had to go with that medicine for a month and a half.
So were you a destructive kid also?
I'm not even a destructive adult. I don't even know what you're talking about. I take good care of, like, if we had, like, a stand-up bass in the studio, I would take good care
of that.
That's
right. He cremated that, too.
What?
What? The stand-up bass we used to have.
How about the amount of chairs that he has ruined?
Humped, yes.
Because you're fake. Your sex acts.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That was Gordon's big thing, just to get a laugh, try hump a chair, treat it like he's a pump jack, and then all of a sudden it breaks.
He has this vulgar three-word mantra over and over as he's humping these chairs.
What are you talking about? What did I say?
I can't repeat it.
But we've heard it about a million times over 30 years.
Man, I'm being besmirched on local radio.
And did you take down the entire cart rack at the old place?
That was
in a fight.
Yeah, that was a 6'8" producer that we had.
God rest his soul.
Built like Grimace.
But he was taking a swing at Gordo.
He took a swing at me, and of course he got off kilter because he was so top heavy.
And
those stupid bird legs of his.
Rode the cart rack down.
He's dead.
Bingo.
Well, give the man some respect.
Now.
But he was alive when he rode the cart rack
down. He was Fernando's best friend. You're sitting here besmirching his name.
I think I missed my bingo on Grimace. Board kept moving.
I bingoed on bird legs. You've accused a lot of people of having stupid bird legs.
Accused people of having bird legs.
Psycho Dave. Rodney the Behemoth Demon. He claimed he had bird legs.
He did have bird legs. But Psycho Dave, I don't know if he had bird legs. He was just like...
He had a bird beak.
He was like sinewy everywhere. Had that concave country chest.
He's listening right now, by the way.
Of
course he is.
Shout out.
He's one of those weird country guys who had freakish strength. Like, didn't understand his own strength. If a tractor tipped over on you, he could lift it over his head.
How did we allow the fight to happen at Fight Night between Psycho Dave and Leanne the Ticket Chick? How did we
never
allow that?
He's beat her to a bloody pulp.
It was awful.
In jean shorts, right?
Yeah, he's wearing no jeans with no belt.
No belt, of course.
Yeah, I got to be in charge of his uniform. Jeans, no belt, and no shoes.
Did he beat her up?
Well, we thought that she stood a chance because Psycho Dave is Psycho Dave, and she was real fit.
And tall.
And from the bell, he went out there and just used her face as a punching bag.
Unleashed lifetime. Yeah, a lifetime of massages came out in about 2 seconds.
It was awful.
I mean, it was every orgasm he had ever been denied by a girl.
Was there like a hush that fell over the crowd?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, seriously, it was like we were witnessing something that was very culturally relevant.
Yeah.
There was a vibe shift that happened at that moment.
God.
Psycho Dave changed everything.
We didn't think he had it in him, yet his nickname was Psycho Dave.
Psycho
we should have guessed.
Yeah. But yeah. They say that poor girl's never been the same.
Never. No.
Jeez.
She's also listening, by the way. She listens every morning.
Oh my God.
Were you one of those... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, please.
Were you one of those...
What are you... Okay, no, go ahead, George. You had it.
Are you going to say destructive kids?
What? Corby's talking.
No. I was going to ask if you were one of those in the early days. Did you ever have physical contact with Gordo?
No.
Corby and I never got into a fight.
Corby's not a fighter, but you did have your hair ripped out.
Followell.
Yeah, by Followell.
Yeah,
definitely. He wanted to kill me.
What was that over?
And you were kind of like, it seemed like you were somewhat of an innocent bystander in that one.
No, I pranked him as a radio host from New Orleans.
Okay, wait, I'm confusing two things now. I'm confusing it with the prank that I did on him as a program director from Utah who wanted to hire him.
Yeah, I remember that. And that may have been, I mean, within like 2 weeks of each other, we got back-to-back Followells. Mm-hmm. And
taking jobs all over the country.
And it was recorded. I cannot believe we've been in the business this long, but it was recorded on a reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
And... So we're so old. But yeah, so I had the reel-to-reel, and he found out that it was a prank, and somehow he got it and brought it into the old Ticker studio, which at the time was in that weird setup that we had.
It was right next to the studio.
Yeah.
This is a Mockingbird.
And so I went in there. I was like, give me the reel back. And he was like, I will not. And so I kind of like, you know, pushed him and grabbed it, and I got control of it, and then he started like wheezing and hemming and hawing like a like an ape almost.
He had a lot of rage in him.
And
this was during our show, because that was back when he's doing tickers for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, probably so.
And I remember all we looked in there, hell's going in the ticker room.
Yeah.
Before we had that long hair, he had Eddie Vedder hair, and it was flying everywhere.
And he pulled out a chunk of hair. I mean, it was so much hair.
It had to hurt like crazy.
Yeah, it did. It did. But I got the reel.
Not and y'all played it on the air?
We played it on the air, and then somehow he was trying to sabotage. Whenever we started to play it on the air, he was in there, and he was able to hit a button to make like there a bunch of feedback or whatever. And Grego ran in there.
Not a very childish station, was it, Bob?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Grego ran in there, and it was like turned all the mics off and basically said, I'm going to rip your effing head off if you keep doing this.
And what was the Utah one? That's a funny story.
Yeah, I called him up, and in his first couple of years of the ticket, and called him up, and I was posing as a program director from Utah or somewhere. And
you really liked his work.
Yeah, said that we had heard his work on the ticket, and we really liked him. And I said, you know,
calling him at work.
So at work.
He's
yeah,
answering
he's
this at
call
work.
Up in the
cubicle, yeah.
Taking this call up at the ticket, and I say, you know, and I'm sure you're I understand the ticket is a wonderful station, and you may not even be interested in leaving, but we would just like to offer you a job here. But I understand you're probably very loyal to the station, and if you don't even want to hear my offer, I'm fine. And it was silence on his line, and then I hear him say,
I'm listening.
Jerk! Such a betrayer of the station.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Did you have an offer for him? Did you have an outrageous money offer for him or anything? Or
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Snap the trap of. Oh, really? You're gonna leave?
Yeah, I don't remember what the rest of it was. That one was on tape, I think, at one point too. I don't know what happened.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Remember when he was going out with that one girl who wasn't doing him right?
Yeah, wouldn't. No.
No, oh. A different one than that one.
Oh. Who would never...
He's had a series of...
Would never return his phone calls.
Yeah, never would return his
phone
calls.
But he spun that into a positive.
She kept trying to ghost him. She kept trying to ghost him, and he never would get the hint. And I remember him confronting her one night at a remote. We used to do this weekly remote. Said, I've been trying to call you. Why haven't you called? Why haven't you taken my call? She goes, well, I was afraid that if I answered the phone, then the phone might break, and then I'd never be able to take your call.
Sounds reasonable.
Totally bought it.
I'll call you tomorrow. Sounds reasonable.
She goes home to her family. Wow, he'll buy anything.
Anything. I told him I won't use the phone because it may break, and then I won't be able to use the phone. He bought that kind of logic.
Look at what a... slouch you look like with your still rated rookie shirt. And now it's got a big stain on it.
Slept in this, woke up, and then walked straight out here.
And it's got eggs or something on it. I don't know.
Gosh, it does. Hot sauce. Like blood. What is that?
Salsa.
I don't care about nothing.
You don't care about nothing.
By the way, start another fire.
Corby, your hair's getting long again. Are you going to go back to like old school ticket, really long hair?
Not that long, but we're going to make a run.
You're not going to cut it for the summer?
That's going to really test me.
Yeah. You hated long hair. You had that long hair, and you did the give up that every guy with long hair like
just
that
stick
does.
Stick it in a ponytail?
Yes, and remember, he always parted it down the middle, so he always looked at Norman Bates' mom. Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I like you with long hair. You need to bring it back for a while.
Okay, George likes it.
Well, not like that. I just think
George
Corby looks good.
Always
not like
commenting on young men's hair.
Shirtless.
Of course, I think you and Corby are about the same age. Really work
with, I'm not a young man.
All right, what are you doing in the corner?
Oh,
slouch.
I thought this was the corner.
No.
No, coming up in the corner, Bob Sturm is going to take the wireless microphone around.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.